that I wanted, because she was willing to work with me on anything I needed, she said. Speed's baby boy was born March 14th, and it was an eye-opening experience for her. She said it was completely opposite from the hospital birth. It was just me, my husband, and Hannah, and it was such a calm, peaceful environment, and that had a huge effect on the amount of pain that I felt. Being in a more relaxed environment, the pain wasn't nearly as bad in between my contractions. We were talking and laughing and having fun, and I never thought that birth could be like that. Speed said she had her newborn at the perfect time. It was in the next couple of days when the coronavirus pandemic really started to gain traction across the country, as different local governments started to recommend quarantine and then later shelter-in-place orders. I didn't feel concerned, but now I'm so grateful that I'm already going down that path and didn't have to be in a hospital and feel more exposed to anything going around, especially the COVID. Although it is an unfortunate time in the world, Speed said it has offered a little bit of a benefit for her family. Her husband was able to stay at home and help with the newborn. Speed said not much has changed for her. She started homeschooling her 10-year-old daughter at the beginning of the school year and now has a newborn to care for, but she hasn't left her house since March 11th, except to walk down the street for exercise. Whenever I started feeling a bit stir-crazy, just going outside to get some fresh air definitely helps. Beaver said that the transition for her business has been challenging in some ways because, as a midwife, we're not used to having separation. She said that women choose to work with midwives because they don't want to have that medicalized experience. Now, she said, she is wearing a mask and other PPE to visit clients, and while the bond she creates with clients is not lost, it just looks different. My first client that saw me in a mask, she said, she started crying, and somebody at a hospital would not understand that. It's more than just wearing a mask. It's almost a physical example of separation, which we don't have in midwifery care. Midwife means with woman, and that starts with my appearance and wearing a mask and gloves when I come to check with them. It's a little off-putting and makes my clients sad, to be honest. She said the first visits, usually in her home, give an intimate glance into her life, whether that be sharing a meal or just meeting her family. She added that hopefully out of this experience, people will gain a new perspective on the process of giving birth, and that she looks forward to the day when she can once again show a smile to her clients. Midwife Hannah Beaver poses for a photo in front of her house on Friday morning. Eli Hartman, Odessa American. Master Gardeners, preserve water with new irrigation practices by Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. Between 40% and 60% of our total water supply is used in landscape irrigation. By incorporating new principles in your yard, you can help preserve our most precious natural resource, water. For grass, plan the lowest water use turf grass for our area. Reduce size of your grass area by installing patios, decks, shrub beds, and ground covers. Also, consider the ease watering and mowing. Odd-shaped areas are difficult to water and mow. Texas has an abundance of plants which are naturally adapted to the state. Most have lower water requirements, less pests, and require less fertilizer. Combining native and well-adapted non-natives is the key. This can also reduce maintenance by 50% through less mowing, once-a-year mulching, elimination of weak plants, and better watering techniques. For lawns, apply water infrequently but thoroughly. At the first sign of wilting of your turf, you have 24 to 48 hours before injury. Apply 1 inch of water as quickly as possible. Water trees infrequently but thoroughly. Most trees and shrubs benefit from once a month thorough watering during the growing season. Remember that normal lawn watering is not a substitute for watering your trees and shrubs. The root system of a tree or shrub is located in the top 12 inches of the soil and in the drip line of the plant. The drip line is that area directly below the outermost reaches of the branches. This is where you apply water and fertilizer, just inside and beyond the drip line, not at the trunk. Just lay a slowly flowing hose along the drip line. As each area becomes saturated to a depth of 8 inches to 10 inches, simply move the hose to the next area. For large trees, this may take several hours. The goal is to give each tree a sufficient amount of water without waste. Water between late evening and mid-morning to have less evaporation. Drip irrigation, like a hose, is also efficient and both require little maintenance. Drip slowly applies water to soil, since water flows under low pressure through emitters or bubblers and has little runoff. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland or visit aggiehorticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Gardening, Texas Master Gardeners.
Herbal Gardening Has Many Benefits by Jeanette Castanon, horticulturalist with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service. Herbs are known for their aromatics as well as usefulness in ancient medicine. Since they are easily hybridized, there are so many varieties available for purchase now. There are patio garden varieties, container gardens, dry climates, and areas with high salinity water and soil, making them a great choice for our growing conditions. Herbs are also known for attracting beneficial insects, such as butterflies, bees, and ladybugs. They also repel unwanted moths, beetles, and aphids, and some are known for repelling deer. Herbs can be grown for specific landscape needs. They can be used for low hedges and borders. Some thrive in full sun and some in shady areas. Always remember that herbs bought at the store in 4-inch pots do not reflect the true nature of their size. So when selecting a planting site, keep the future size in mind. The largest need herbs have is well-drained soil. If your soil has poor drainage, think of using raised beds or container gardens. Amending your soil with compost and mulch is always an option. Herbs do benefit from fertilization. A balanced, slow-release fertilizer added at planting, supplemented every 6 months. Pruning your herbs by using them is the simplest method. They benefit from a gentle pruning, and cutting off summer blooms will help the plant save more energy for leaves. Some herb options are basil annual, lavender perennial, mint hardy perennial, oregano hardy perennial, rosemary hardy perennial, sage perennial, and thyme hardy perennial. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org.
This is Dave, and I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram, Monday, May 4th, 2020. This is Section A, the front page. Curbside concert. Musical Duo brings tunes to people's front yards by J.C. Lewis. A musical duo has started playing music from the bed of their pickup for residents of Midland and Odessa. Gabriel Lopez and Ashley Pankey formed Ash and Gab Sing Country Gold to help cheer up people stuck in their homes during the pandemic. Lopez said they have been putting on acoustic guitar performances while practicing social distancing. Pretty much the house we are at can hear us, and maybe their neighbors on either side can hear us, and that's it, he said. Pankey and Lopez stand in the bed of their pickup, and people can come out in their yard. They ask that people not approach their truck. Lopez said he and Pankey previously played in their own bands. Lopez is the front man for the Tejicano folk rock punk, and Pankey also plays bass in that. She plays and sings in The Ripped Britches, too. They first met playing in a band together. Neither of us can play with our full bands anymore, Lopez said. We decided to start focusing on this project, which we've done for a wedding or friends going away party. The duo will perform 2 to 5 songs for families or individuals in the Midland and Odessa area. They have been accepting donations and tips through Venmo and PayPal for their performances. He said some people have been very generous with their donations, but it's okay if people can give $5 or $10. Anything helps with gas money, he said. Both of our jobs are gone due to coronavirus, he said. My main gig was working stage crew with the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, so that's gone. She was in the stage crew with me and also a karaoke jockey. Lopez said they were inspired by Tejon Street Corner Thieves, friends in Colorado who started doing truckograms. Pankey said it's hard not to go crazy during this time. As artists and creative people, which we are, it's good to have the distance, the distraction, she said. It's good for us, and it's some of the best playing we've ever done. We get into it, and we don't have to worry about setting up a sound system. Before the pandemic, both of their bands had tours scheduled, which included playing in Marfa, San Angelo, San Antonio, and Austin during the South by Southwest for unofficial showcases. Lopez said they had saved up to go on tour and had stocked up on merchandise. It's kind of heartbreaking not to be able to do parts of that tour or the festival we were playing, he said. You're looking forward to this and you're excited about it, and then it's just being ripped out from underneath you. At least being able to get out and do this, to still perform, for me, it's definitely good for my soul. The duo has started playing more than country songs. We do a lot of covers and we have several originals, he said. Right now we're working on a full list of everything that we can start sending people in advance to let them know what we can play. Pankey said they can play for anybody because they have played multiple genres. That's where we fit in everywhere, she said. We can play for kids. We know the songs from Robin Hood. I'm wanting to get brave with it and break Frozen down. I love the Frozen story. Lopez said they will start playing in Midland once a week because so many people have reached out.
Hello, this is Michael reading more lifestyle articles. This story appeared on the Midland Reporter-Telegram's website Friday, May 1st, but didn't make it to the newspaper. Small Bites. Amara Gelato opens at San Miguel Square. Midland has officially reached 100 degree weather, which means ice cream is in season. Amara Gelato opened April 24th in San Miguel Square, 3303 Midkiff Road, Suite 183. The gelato shop also serves fresh sorbet, crepes, and coffee. Owners Eloise Cobos and Nabit Alvarez said they sold out of flavors on the first day. The owner said they are currently offering pickup and curbside. I didn't want to do it online because we wanted an experience, Cobos said. You take a seat and enjoy it, but you can't do that right now. She said people are excited to come out and eat ice cream, so business has been going pretty well. Alvarez said that in this pandemic, their shop has been an escape for people. She said they love gelato, so they wanted people in Midland to have the chance to experience it. She said the name Amara has a double meaning, In Spanish, it means love, Alvarez said. In Italian, it means bitter, as in the flavor. The shop serves 16 flavors. Cobos said their most popular is pistachio. They also serve Italian coffee. Alvarez spent a month at Carpegiani Gelato University in Italy about 3 years ago studying how to make gelato. Cobos and Alvarez moved to Midland to work as chemical engineers. Cobos worked with Alvarez's husband, and they found they had a mutual love for gelato. Other treats to cool off with. Marble Slab Creamery, 5115 West Wadley Avenue, has launched curbside pickup, carryout, and is available on Uber Eats. They are open 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon to 9 p.m. Sunday. Pop Bar, 200 Spring Park Drive, is offering delivery with 6-packs for $15 or 12-packs for $30. They are open Monday through Saturday from noon to 5 p.m. Fountainville, 1307 North Loop 250 West near HEB, has been offering curbside pickup and delivery at FountainvilleTX.com. The shop has created a new drink called Tiger King, which is watermelon and strawberry with a hint of coconut. They are open noon to 9 p.m. Saturday through Monday and 3 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Friday. Southern Snow has been set up by Young Life at Wadley Avenue and A Street. A new flavor called Super Sour Spray is available. The Shaved Ice Trailer is open from 2 to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Cream Lab N7 Nitrogen Ice Cream, 3201 North Midland Drive, has opened the lobby for 25% capacity. They are also taking orders by phone at 695-6342 and online at creamlban7.com. Their curbside pickup is still available. Summer hours are 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 2 to 9 p.m. Sunday. Here's an article that appeared on the San Angelo Standard-Times website, May 4th, 2020. Some Ways Gardeners Can Help Pollinators, by Allison Watkins. Summer sure took over suddenly. Hopefully we will get some more spring weather before the heat sets in for good. Many people are working on growing more edible plants in their home landscapes this year. And one consideration to keep in mind is the importance of pollinators. Much of the food we eat is from insect-pollinated crops, and bees do most of that pollination. But butterflies, moths, beetles, and other insects are also important pollinators, and there are lots of other specialized pollinators, like the small wasp that pollinates figs. Even mammals, like bats and birds, like hummingbirds, have an important part in pollination. But for a home gardener, bees are the number one concern. Fruit trees and cucurbits like zucchini, pumpkin, watermelon, cantaloupe, cucumber, squash, etc., particularly need insect pollination. Since bee populations have shown concerning declines in recent years, we should include them as an important factor when planning and managing the home garden and landscape. The easiest way to protect local bees is to be careful with pesticide application. Pollinators like bees and butterflies are sensitive to insecticides, and overuse can reduce their numbers. Only use pesticides when needed, and then be sure to use the correct product and follow the label instructions. Try to use the most targeted product possible instead of broad spectrum and only apply to the plant in question. Another way to be a big help to bees and butterflies is to plant pollinator-friendly plants. Some great choices for the Concho Valley include catmint, Greg's mist flower, lantana, bee balm, blackfoot daisy, Esperanza, African blue basil, black-eyed Susan, bulbine, globe mallow, salvia, zinnia, and Turk's cap. It's not just an anecdotal observation, not scientific research, but I have noticed that some of the worst pest infestations in local landscapes had been in yards that had used several different pesticides. Chemical pesticides can be helpful if used properly and moderately, but overuse can lead to worse pest populations because of the effect on beneficial predators and parasitoids. Insects are often seen as unwelcome guests to the garden, and while some can be very damaging, remember that there are many that we need. It is a fine balance. When insects are found in the landscape, correct identification is important before attempting to control them. For help in identifying, feel free to contact the Extension office with a photo or sample. Allison Watkins is the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Agent for Horticulture in Tom Green County. Contact her at aewatkins@ag.tamu.edu. And now I'm going to read an assortment of Hints from Heloise columns. This item is from May 5th. Dear readers, during this pandemic, it is more important than ever to disinfect surfaces in our homes and items we bring into our homes. It might be difficult to find commercial disinfectants, but you may just have what you need in your home. Household bleach. It is an excellent disinfectant because it kills 99% of germs. You can make your own disinfecting solution by mixing 2 tablespoons of regular bleach with 1 quart of water. To clean frequently touched surfaces such as countertops, faucets, remote controls, door handles, phones, etc., put on a pair of gloves and dip a cloth or sponge into the bleach solution. Squeeze out the excess, then thoroughly wipe the surface. Let the solution sit for at least 5 minutes to allow it to air dry. Let's all do what we can to keep our families safe and stop the spread of this virus. And now from Heloise's May 4th column. Dear Heloise, since I love so many of your recipes, I was hoping that you would have a chicken casserole recipe you would share. Marcy in Wisconsin. Dear Marcy in Wisconsin, here is just what you're looking for. You'll need 1 chicken, cut up or equivalent in parts, 1 8-ounce bottle non-fat or regular Italian dressing, 1 medium onion, peeled and sliced, 4 medium potatoes, sliced, peeled or not, into bite-sized pieces. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Spray a casserole dish with nonstick spray. Place the chicken in the casserole and cover with the Italian dressing. Top with the onion and potatoes. Bake for about 1 hour or until done. If you like this easy-to-fix dinner, you'll enjoy all the tasty recipes I have in my pamphlet, Heloise's All-Time Favorite Recipes. To get a copy, visit heloise.com. Or send $5 along with a long, self-addressed, stamped 70 cents envelope to Heloise All-Time Favorites, P.O. Box 795-001, San Antonio, Texas 78279. Since we are all cooking at home more these days, casseroles provide everything you need for the meal in one dish. Easy preparation, easy cleanup. And here are a couple of items from her May 6th column. Dear Heloise, is it safe for me to use my cast iron skillet on my glass top stove? I prefer cast iron because it gets hot quicker and stays hot a lot longer than other pots and pans. My stove instruction manual doesn't mention it, and my cookbooks haven't been helpful. D.B., Cherubsco, Indiana. Dear DB, using an iron skillet on a glass top stove is not really recommended. First, weight is a concern. An iron skillet is heavy, especially when filled with food. If you drop it on the stove top, it could break or crack your glass top stove. Cast iron has a rough finish, which could also scratch the surface. So if you do decide to cook with cast iron, never slide it over the stove top. However, if your iron skillet is coated on the bottom with a porcelain enamel, it might not damage the stove top, but make sure the finish is very smooth. Dear Heloise, my vent hood filter is loaded with grease from cooking, and I'm worried about it catching on fire. It's so difficult to clean. Have you got a hint to help me? Sandra in West Virginia. Dear Sandra, simply remove the filter and run it through a cycle in your dishwasher. It's the easiest way to clean it. If you don't have a dishwasher, soak it in a sink or bathtub with dishwasher detergent and water. Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or... Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio... Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas community update.
All Citibank locations will modify lobby access because of the coronavirus situation. Drive-thru locations will remain open during regular business hours, while lobby access will be by appointment only until further notice. The Midland location is at 400 West Illinois Avenue. Customers must make an appointment in advance to visit a lobby location. All other bank activity will be directed to drive-through locations, ATMs, online or mobile devices. For more information, call 570-8679. First Basin Credit Union is restricting services in an effort to follow the recommendation of limiting groups to 10 people or fewer. The branch at 3316 North Midland Drive will have regular lobby and drive-through hours. The branch at 5509 Andrews Highway will direct customers to the Midland Drive location.
Each week, Dale and co-host Cheryl Cummings bring you new recipes and cooking tips, specifically for those who have low vision or no vision on cooking in the dark.
Oil is really hard to measure. I've got some measuring spoons on a ring here, and what I did was I just poured the olive oil in. I kind of held my thumb over the edge of it, and when I felt it kind of start to run over the side, I dumped it and then poured and filled it up again and dumped again.
A few months ago, everybody was trying to be healthy, and there was a ban. You couldn't bring in any candy.
That's usually good for like the first 2 weeks of the new year, you know, and then after that, it's out the window, man.
Yeah.
I've even made this before where I've used 2 packages of the dry ranch dip mix.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when somebody finds out you're blind? They talk louder. We even had a guy one time came up to Candace and I and told us we need to learn sign language because I was blind. I'm like, really?
Wednesdays at 8, Sundays at noon, and Mondays at midnight.
Cooking in the dark.
Cooking in the dark.
On Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 64 and partly cloudy. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. Then, tomorrow, sunny with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the mid-50s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Coronavirus updates, weekdays at 1.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, the Alpine Avalanche, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer. Read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Melanie, and I'm reading from the Big Bend Sentinel. The Big Bend Sentinel. Coronavirus puts strain on local food pantries. By Stephen Paulson, May 6th, 2020. Tri-County. As the coronavirus crisis stretches on, demand at local food